Ah, okay. Rule number 19, kimbeaver.com shall be the official website of Live It Up 2.0.
Okay, well, how do we honor that? Do we bestow any benefits or anything to it?
No.
Okay, great. Next comment comes from, who did this come from? Oh, Rachel, Surf Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, you two, she wrote this actually directly to you.
Yeah, I know. I sense a tongue lashing coming up.
Dirty.
Yeah, not in a good way.
She says, Daniel, and I'm sure she means chopped liver when she says that. I have actually been in a number of dubious, intense live chat rooms over the last few months of the shoe as either Rachel or Rachel.
Not mad.
Right? Not mad.
Because the chat room couldn't allow for enough characters for her to write Rachel Not Mad Owl. So it always just came up as Rachel Not Mad.
Okay. And I send a ping to Wowcahol from an 863 Verizon cell phone. Mm-hmm. But I am most known for having sent Big Fatty used Christmas cards the past 2 years.
Yeah, well.
Signed Rachel, Big Fatty's favorite recycler, copyright.
See, well, there's your mistake, Rachel. As everyone is well aware, I have unsubscribed from the BFO.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
As everyone is well aware, I have unsubscribed from the BFO.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 633 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 007th of... Oh, poor Big Fatty, 2010. I was trying to be clever, because you know, y'all, it's 0707, so that would be 007. Big Fatty, just shut it down! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Tuesday was a very productive day for Big Fatty. In the coma... I'm telling you, Monday night did not go very well because y'all, to be quite honest, I didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. But y'all, that is one of those Marie Callender chicken pot pies with the broccoli and the mushrooms in it. But anyway, y'all, I went into the kitchen here at the Fat Cave on Monday night, and I hear the water running, and so I go over, Big Fatty, you just didn't turn it off good. And y'all, I went over there, and all the handle would do was spin. Just spin. Y'all, I couldn't get it to turn off. So then this was at night, and it was too late to, I mean, it's not like it was, you know, flooding the floor or anything, but so I didn't think it was prudent. No, Big Fatty, it needs to be prudent. I went down under the sink and I tried to turn the water off coming in. Of course, it's the hot water, and y'all, the knob was just it was like it was on fire, like it had just come out of a furnace, y'all. So I was trying to turn it off with the help of a wrench and a screwdriver and all kinds of things. And y'all, I got most of it turned off. And so it was just a trickle. But y'all, it trickled all night long. And then I had to call on Tuesday morning and get the coal mine folks over here to, yes, Big Fatty, get them over there to fix your dribble. Oh, dear Gussie, maybe there's a medicated salve for that as well. But did that and... Then the coal mine went really well. Got lots done today. Lots done, and had a little meeting, a little impromptu meeting, and it was a productive day, y'all. It was a productive day, but y'all, evidently there were lots of people going back to work on Tuesday, and y'all, they were just in a funk. They were just in a funk. And so hopefully this hump day is over the funk day. Yes, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I saw that my youngest daughter Nessa, who sometimes would call herself Count Countess, no, Countess Nessa or something like that. I don't know. Contessa, that was it. Well, I think the word cunt was in there somewhere. Big fatty, please, cunt Nessa, that was it. And that's what she would say. But anyway, she says, I have decided that I am going to start doing the little show again. And she's looking. I think she's come up with a name for it. And y'all, I hope it is Contessa's little show. But we'll see. We'll see, y'all. But y'all, so she's looking for some. She's looking for some special music, and I think she's already got her a website, and y'all, she's gonna pull out her equipment, Volga. But y'all, that wasn't the big news. That was not the big news of the day, and y'all, it's just so sad what the big news of the day was on the Twitty. Because y'all, you've heard of me. You may have heard me mention the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh yes.
Y'all, it is just so sad because y'all, all she does is sloth around in the bed all day long and play on the computer. And, y'all, you know, it's, I cannot move to do anything on the computer. I've got to have it hooked up to my printer, and I've got to have the scanner hooked up, and it's got to have my medic alert modem hooked up in case I have a spill or something. Well, y'all, the cute little dog, the little dog, Ernestine, y'all, she went to jump off the bed. Because y'all, you know, and y'all, and then she complains because the dog wants to sleep in the bed at night. Well, you know, the dog is on the bed all day long. Why wouldn't it want to be on the bed at night too? But Ernestine jumped off the bed and got caught on the wires, y'all. And it's not even wireless. It's not even wireless. I mean, my goodness, even Big Fatty has the wireless hookup from the computer to the printer. And y'all, what are you doing with a printer in your bedroom anyway? That's just vulga. But anyway, y'all, the Ernestine got caught in the wire, and the computer printer hit the ground. And y'all, you would have thought that someone had eaten the last piece of the C's candies with all the commotion. It was the commotion, y'all. It was locomotion. And, y'all, it was just, I mean, and the poor dog, I mean, her bowels just locked up on her, and y'all, she just didn't know what to do. And, so y'all, come to find out, and y'all, you're going to see it this week anyway on the Wipeout. Y'all, they've got a new stunt on the Wipeout, and it's called the computer bounce. And y'all, you get tangled up in a wire and it makes the computer fall off at the Wipeout. So y'all, it's not even an original idea. So anyway, y'all, speaking of the quiz programs, I'm not going to go down into the fat cave today, but y'all, that Daniel Biba, he was the person from the 803 area code that called me on yesterday's little show, and y'all, he wanted to know if I would be interested in being a part of a round table discussion on the Big Brother. Because y'all, there evidently is a lot of interest out there in the Big Brother since that Reagan Fox is going to be on it this year. And y'all, there's a saboteur this year. And y'all, you know, they went in the house over the weekend so that they would have some content for Thursday night. Because y'all, that is when the debut is. And y'all, I hate to tell you this, but it conflicts with another episode of The Wipeout on Thursday night. So y'all, set your VRCs. Set your VRC to recode The Wipeout. And then you can watch the what do you call that? The Big Brother. You can watch it live. Yes, Big Friday. It sounds lovely. But y'all, there may, and I don't know what the details are, but I'm sure that Daniel B. Biba will be sending out the word on what's happening with that. So I don't know if it's going to happen or not. And I probably shouldn't have said anything about it, but I did. Yes, Big Fighter, you ruined it. You've totally ruined the surprise. Y'all, I told you on yesterday's little show that I had signed up for this thing called Tanga. And y'all, the Tanga, it's like an online coupon. And you know, who doesn't love a coupon, y'all? But y'all, they have all kinds of different things on here. But y'all, it's just like they've got a right here. It is the Forever Bag set. It is 25-piece combo. Save hundreds of dollars per year, not throwing away your fruits and vegetables. And y'all, who knew? And they've got the Flex magazine. They've got the New Mexico shirt. Y'all, it says New Mexico, just like Mexico, but newer. And y'all, there's just all kinds of stuff. And y'all, you get a little Twitty. You get a little Twitty, and there are little games on there. And y'all, there's all kinds of things on there that that you just don't ever know what's gonna go on the little coupon. So y'all, you might want to go over there and check out the Tanga, TANGA.com. And y'all, you know what is better than the Tanga? There's only one thing better than the Tanga, and that is some voice letters. Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Friday. You're fat.
Hey, Big Friday. This is Buff.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Mr. Vader and that Buff who was here. Y'all, that call came in while they were at the Waffle House at 3 o'clock in the morning last weekend. Not last weekend. Whenever the hell he was here last week. And y'all, it came in over the BFO voice letter app, and y'all, it's that easy. I mean, if Buff can do it, anybody can do it. Now, y'all, something else before we go into the next voice letter. Something else has been going on in the interwebs is the audio boo, the audio boo. And y'all, I come to find out it was very difficult for Big Fatty to figure it all out. But y'all, evidently, there have been some audio boos that have been tagged Big Fatty online. And y'all, they came from that little Aussie battler, Scotty. And y'all, even though they're not voice letters, I still would like to play them for you. Yes, Big Fatty, that will be lovely. Please play them.
Poop. Poop is the word. I can't believe it, Big Fatty.
Oh my goodness. Big Fatty Online now, an iPhone app. I seriously thought that Kim Beaver was joking and she had just gone Photoshop crazy for a couple of days. But you know what? It's true. I can't believe it. And it's $2.49 in Australia. So, oh, well, what could I do? I had to download the silly thing and see if I just wasted $2.50. You can too. Search for it on iTunes, Big Fatty Online. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, aren't those just lovely, the little boos? The little audio boos? And y'all, NASA likes to do the boo too. And that is not like Sissy and Boom Boom. But anyway, now y'all, speaking of Sissy, y'all, I got this phone call a little late, on Monday evening, so I could not include it on the little show on Tuesday. But y'all, I am recording the Wednesday show, the Hump Day show on Tuesday. So y'all, the sentiment is still very appropriate. Yes, Big Patty, please play the sentiment.
Hi, Big Fatty. I was hoping you could do me a favor. Tomorrow, July 6th, is the day that Teresa exited from Mother Teresa's birth canal. So I was hoping that you could give her a shout-out happy birthday on your little show. I would sure appreciate that. She's out at the ocean, of course, with her other boyfriend, so I'm not able to do it myself. So I thought it'd be a nice surprise if she got a little shout-out on the Big Fatty Show. So thank you so much, Big Fatty. I hope you're doing well, and I hope to talk to you soon. Bye, and happy birthday, Teresa. I love you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Sissy from out there in the Seattles. And y'all, we want to send a little happy birthday to Teresa. And y'all, I'm sorry, I kind of lost my lunch there, because y'all, the thought of Mother Teresa having to go through all that, it just kind of upset my little tummy a little bit, y'all. But anyway, Teresa, I hope you're having a lovely, lovely little birthday out there on the Oregon coast, and I hope you're just getting exactly what you want, and you know what I'm talking about, but, you know, I'm afraid your mama's listening, so I'm not going to say it out loud. But I hope you're having and y'all, all I gotta say is, y'all, August, September, y'all, there's a lot of fucking that goes on in October. That's all I gotta say, because y'all, there are a lot of birthdays in July. My brother's birthday is this coming Saturday, and his wife's is this coming Sunday. And so y'all, they're gonna be 51. 51. But anyway. Y'all, I've got one last phone call for today, and it is from none other than that this one is from somebody else with red hair. It is from Tom the Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Big Benny, this is Ramble. I heard you said you didn't get very many voicemails, so I thought I'd give you a quick call to say hello and see how you're doing. Raise a bread crunch, Sherry out. Anyway, I just wanted to call, say hey, and I also wanted to let you know that yesterday, Joe's family came into town, and they have a bunch of kids, and they wanted to go to the 4-H fair, and they had all kinds of disgusting fried foods, and they had a donut burger, and I was just wondering, what is the most disgusting thing that you like to eat when you go to the fair? So just wondering what you like. Some people commented about how they like the fried pickles, and I was wondering if you ever had those, and I think pickles are evil. Like, you think peas are evil. But I just want to give you a quick call, say, hey, I'm listening, I'm all caught up on the program, and I wish you a happy, happy month of July. Okay? See you later. Goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that... Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, he gets me on that every time. Every time. But y'all, Tom, I have tried the fried pickles, and oh, dear Gussie, and they're lovely. I love them. Peas are not evil. They're just vile. They're vile, 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 vile. And a donut burger. Y'all, I'm going to have to turn this one. I'm going to have to turn this one over to Bjorn. To Bjorn, who is the official fair food sampler, and maybe they'll have the donut burger at the Texas State Fair this fall. But so Bjorn, put that on your list. And y'all, if Bjorn gets busy, I guess we could get in touch with our secondary person who just eats anything out there in Woodland Hills. Y'all, they've got a little thing cross-stitched above the bed. What does it say, Daniel? I can never remember what it says.
As everyone is well aware, I have unsubscribed from the BFL.
Oh, yes, that's lovely. Bye-bye!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.